the first one of those is number 24 on this revised agenda. Three splash waterfowl hunting package.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, again, Tom Kirschman. I'm going to have Chad Switzer jump in here, and he'll take the lead on the next couple of finalizations. So, Chad?
Thank you, Tom. Good morning, members of the Commission, Secretary Hepler, Chad Switzer, Wildlife Program Administrator with the Department. I believe it's on page 118 of your Commission booklet is the duck hunting season. Within this proposal of you as a Commission, we have some slight changes, a couple changes, I guess. One regarding a two-tiered duck regulation option that would be made available to duck hunters. And then the second one is a change to the non-resident hunting license, and I'll dive into that here in a little bit. But just for those members listening to the Commission remotely, duck hunting participation in South Dakota in the Central Flyway and across the country has been declining. Here in South Dakota, we estimate since the mid-1990s, our South Dakota duck hunters have declined annually at the rate of about 3%. That's a little alarming when we continue to see that trend continue. In cooperation with Nebraska, we've done some recent human dimensions work in asking questions to duck hunters. And one of the things that was identified within that survey was the ability to identify ducks on the wing or in flight has been identified as a potential barrier to duck hunters. And obviously with a declining trend in duck hunter numbers, we would like to do anything within our means from a regulatory standpoint to try to enhance regulations and things of that nature to increase duck hunter retention, recruitment, and reactivation. The first recommended change you have there, Mr. Chair, is to implement an experimental two-tiered duck regulation here in South Dakota. This would be a four-year experiment project. This project would begin with the duck hunting season in 2021, excuse me, and conclude in 2024. So what does a two-tiered system mean? So the first option available to hunters would be the current regulatory package that includes a very liberal opportunity for harvest following the daily bag limits by species and sex of those ducks within that package. The other option, we're calling it the three splash option, would be a package that would include a simplified regulatory package for hunters. They would be limited to three ducks of any species and any sex. So what this does, Mr. Chair, is not take away anything that a duck hunter would currently like to continue by having those liberalized options available with their traditional license. It would allow another option for hunters to maybe test the waters, if you would, when it comes to duck hunting, and try to reintroduce others into waterfowl hunting in South Dakota. And we have some tremendous opportunities for duck hunting here in South Dakota, as everybody knows. So what would this look like to hunters? So when you purchase, well, let's talk residents. When you purchase the your combination or your small game license, nothing would change from that standpoint. The change that hunters would see is when they purchase their state migratory bird certification permit, which is needed to hunt migratory birds in South Dakota. That's where there would be an option for this traditional standard option for hunters, or they could choose a three splash option at the time of when they purchase that state migratory bird certification permit. So the second recommended change, Mr. Chair, is to kind of remove the marrying of the migratory bird certification permit with that non-resident license. So there'd be a license fee adjustment from 115 to 110. We need to separate those two. So non-residents, when they purchase their appropriate license for hunting in South Dakota, would then differentiate and select the option that they would like to choose, whether it be the standard traditional regulatory package or the three splash package. Again, Mr. Chair, we don't, this is not going to solve the problem of declining duck hunter numbers. but we strongly feel, based on a lot of discussion amongst the waterfowl community and some of the research that has been done with duck hunters, this is something that we would like to pursue. Another state, Nebraska, will be joining us through this experimental project that we are working on with the Fish and Wildlife Service. And with this, I would try to answer any questions you might have and ask for your favorable approval of this proposal.
Thank you, Chad. Questions from anyone? Comments?
Mr. Chair?
Oh, sorry. Commissioner Beast, then we'll go to Sharp.
Yeah, Chad, the number of non-resident licensed or people that are not in waterfowl, is that regulated by the legislation?
Through the chair, Commissioner Bees, you are correct. For the most part, and maybe for all of it, those number of licenses are regulated by what is in codified law with the state legislature. There is some flexibility in making some adjustments in regards to increasing the number of those licenses. I believe within statute, the commission for a segment of some of those non-resident licenses, Commissioner Bees, does have the opportunity to increase those license numbers by no greater than
5%. 5% of the total number or 5% a year?
5% of the licenses that were, I believe, I don't know for sure if it's made available or sold the previous year. Maybe Mr. Kotelnik can help me out with that.
Yes, Mr. Chair, I'm pulling up the statute right now. I believe it's the total issued.
The reason I ask, if our local or our resident numbers keep declining, how are we going to get a better management, especially like on our Canadian geese and that? You know, we pay a lot of money out in goose depredation, where if we could allow some more opportunity for non-residents to come in, that will only generate, benefits to motels and everything, having those people come and help us with this, but it could reduce the amount of money we have to pay out in depredation for geese. My opinion is I think we need to figure out how to get more out-of-state hunters in here on our waterfowl.
Mr. Chair, Commissioner Bees, so we are in the process of currently revising in the very early stages of our resident Canada Goose Management Plan, and there are a couple things in there that are within the latitude of the Commission to enhance some restrictions that are currently placed on non-residents when it comes to the hunting of Canada geese in the state, and so those discussions will occur, and Rocco and I will take note of your comments here and make sure those are discussed.
Mr. Chairman?
Tom.
Yes. Again, Tom Kirschman and Commissioner Beast, also in respect to the Canada goose depredation issue, when it does come to non-resident waterfowl licenses, we actually have a separate allocation of non-resident licenses for Canada goose hunting, in particular during the month of September, when we really try to focus a lot of our harvest on resident Canada geese. That number is set by the commission, and there's 2,000 of those licenses available for non-resident hunters. And over the years, looking back by the last 5-6 years in particular, on average, we have issued probably about 350 to 450 of those. So we do have some licenses available for non-residents in particular to have some hunting opportunities for Canada geese, especially those resident Canada geese that do cause a lot of the depredation and the work that we have to do. Now there is some restrictions, as Chad was alluding to, that in the southeast corner part of the state, currently rural states that non-residents are not allowed to hunt in that area. So that's one item that we will be talking about more with you in the future. But there are licenses available, in particular up in the northeast, for non-resident hunters for Canada geese. It's just they're not fully utilized, and we anticipate and suspect some of that is because folks that have a high interest in harvesting Canada geese also have that same opportunity where they probably reside from, whether that was Minnesota, Iowa, Nebraska, something like that. But we do have licenses available for that. Where the higher demand is that 4,000 licenses that you were talking about for non-residents for hunting ducks. And that's where that's somewhat of a different separate discussion. But we do have licenses available for Canada goose hunting earlier in the year.
So since we're doing a campaign for drawing pheasant hunters here to our state, is there a possibility of kind of doing the same to fill that void that we're not getting those licenses sold? Maybe have a tag onto one of those commercials for our pheasants, but you know, promoting the accessibility for Canadian or goose hunting here at that time of year.
Yeah, we can always look at doing more opportunities of promoting the opportunities that we do have, and that would certainly be one of them, because one of those side benefits would be in our depredation efforts, right? So that's something we need to look at and see what we can do even more of.
Commissioner Sharp, did you have a comment?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. Chad, good comments on that. You know, we have had a little bit of pushback from the traditionalists out there that say that the split three splash rule, you know, is kind of taking away from the tradition of having to really be, you know, knowledgeable about the sport you're involved in and being able to identify ducks. But I think that anything we can do to make it easier for people to enter this sport is worthwhile. And I think this is a good effort. And over the course of the next few years, we can take a look and see if it's made any difference at all. So I think that's, I support this. I think it's a good effort. On Commissioner Bees's comments, you know, I agree with you, but man, oh man, do we get pushback here in northeastern South Dakota about not wanting any additional non-resident waterfowl hunters. And what's kind of sad is that we don't want any additional non-resident hunters, but we don't seem to have any resident hunters to go out and take advantage of apparently all the opportunities we have. So I do support looking at that further. I think some of the area of opportunity would probably be along the lines of, instead of having 5 and 10 day permits, I would say maybe look at having 2 and 3 day permits, or even to the point where you could have up to 10 days of hunting and you can use them as you want. So if you want to come over and hunt for 2 days, you print out your 2 day license and now you only have 8 days left. To provide flexibility, because I've talked to a lot of people that don't, on average, have the ability to take 5 days to come out and go hunting. You know, I don't know about you guys, but I don't remember the last time I've taken 5 consecutive days to go do something. So I don't know if that's the world we live in, but it's certainly something to discuss, getting our licenses down into daily increments or what, but increasing the opportunity for our non-residents, I think, is something that we need to continue to pursue. So I'm glad Commissioner Bees brought it up. So that's all I have, Mr. Chair. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, I think Commissioner Bees and Commissioner Sharp brought up some good things. I guess in regards to Commissioner Sharp's comment on some of the traditional duck hunters, we have heard some of that. And I guess I would hope that some of these novice hunters that might utilize this three splash option would have an opportunity to hunt with a mentor and be able to learn how to identify some of those ducks in flight and by the sounds they make, and once you have them in hand, and hopefully there's an opportunity there to improve upon you know, everything related to duck hunting opportunities. And Mr. Chair, I just wanted to make sure everybody's aware, if this is finalized by you as a commission here today, in collaboration with Nebraska, we will initiate the hiring of a PhD student that will be evaluating and measuring the success and benefits and tracking how this two-tiered option with the three splash incorporated into there is going to help, you know, at least flatten the curve on the declining trend of duck hunters, and so there will be a dissertation out of this and some publications on this that will be shared with the service and see if this is something that can't be utilized nationwide by other states.
Great, thanks. Any other commission comments, questions?
Mr. Chair.
Mr. Whitmire.
Yeah, Commissioner Whitmire, just checked with staff last week, I guess, on the non-resident component, and because locally we had some people that had been able to hunt here up from out of state for a number of years, and this year they were unsuccessful. So checking into that, this year we had 5,000 applicants for the 3,725 statewide waterfowl tags, which comes right after 3 years where we pretty much anybody that applied got a license. So for those that are listening that were unable to be successful in getting that tag, we did have more interest this year, which may have been splitting from 10 days to 5 days or other factors. Anyway, just a point that we are selling all of what we can that is allotted through legislative requirements.
Any other comments, questions?
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Locken here. I think it's a great opportunity to try something new. Let's get some kids involved and give them a chance. I think it's a good idea.
Yeah, I agree. And Chad, this is for duck hunting, right? Not geese.
Mr. Chair, correct. This would be for duck hunting, and especially in regards to the daily bag that is allowed by a duck hunter.
Sure.
And I just want to know what the, you know, getting back to Commissioner Olson's comment here, I believe when Mark Norton or Paul Coughlin were talking about, you know, access and engaging, you know, maybe others outside of the department in that. And Paul Coughlin has kind of taken the lead with some of our staff in developing, I guess, what we call a waterfowl hunting access plan. And it's a little different from our other plans. It's about 4 pages in length, which is probably very attractive to you as a commission if when you get a chance to review this. But, you know, it's pretty black and white, and we really look at some things where we can enhance access opportunities, not only on our lands that Game, Fish, and Parks owns or manages, but other public land owners and managers within the state. And then, as you heard Mark Norton talk about, some of the controlled or some of the co-op contracts we have up in the Northeast, you know, are there other ways that we can enhance access opportunities with, you know, willing landowners when it comes to duck hunting opportunities? So we do have some things in the work there as well.
Okay, thank you. Any other comments, questions? You need one motion to approve the proposal, correct?
I'll make that motion.
Is there a second?
Hawkins second.
Any more discussion? If not, Rachel, will you call the roll?
Keith?
Aye.
Locken?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Sharp?
Aye.
Spring?
Aye.
Whitmire?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
All in favor, motion carries.
So the next finalization is